from your grave.
You got the touch. You got the power.
Welcome back to Welcome us. Back. Listen, after a year in the making and a full 16 episodes in, then a nice little break. Eddie Z and Chris Wizard are back.
Is that my name?
That's your name, man.
Say my name.
We're back, Chris Wizard.
Yes, sir.
No. Say my name.
No.
You're supposed to do it. It's the whole Breaking Bad thing. When you say my name, say my name.
Eddie Z.
Damn right. So, it's the whole thing. Anyway, how's everybody doing? We're back to fill your head with nonsense and bullshit. But I hope a little bit.
To blatherskate, bloviate,
teaches you something. Hey, if you ever leave listening to our show and you learn something, fucking bonus for us, right? All right. So, how's everybody doing? We can't hear you answer back, so it kind of doesn't matter. But, quick little
hint. Even if we could.
Wouldn't give a shit. Yeah. So, here we back. And look, just to let everybody know what the hell took us so long to come back. We went 16 episodes in, we were doing weekly shows, and when you're doing weekly shows looking for words of the day and weird shit and crazy words and updates and info, and you got a job and you're married and you have things, sometimes we want to keep it real, we want to keep it live, we want to keep it light, we want to keep it funny. And when you're doing weekly shows and you're trying to come up with so much stuff to keep everybody entertained, it becomes a little bit heavy.
Or we're bums.
Oh, that too. We got Xbox Ones.
Oh, yeah.
No, but on the real.
It's a funny coincidence.
You know, on the real, summer came and we wanted to see. We always said when we set out to do this, let's do 15 shows and then see where we're at. We did 16. And we knew we always wanted to come back. We didn't know how we were going to come back. We didn't know if we wanted to do the same format. Me and Chris have talked in depthly about what we want to do with the show. We will be having, once again, the kitchen sink will be coming to you twice a month.
Not the bathroom sink.
Not four times a month like we were, but twice a month. But I will be doing side shows.
Not a yard sink.
Where I will have not so special guests, but just really close friends.
And no one we're going to have on here is special.
Yeah, no one's special. But we're going to have some pretty close friends, some good people, who are going to come and share bullshit the way we like to share bullshit.
We're not a basement sink.
Yeah, we're not a basement sink. We could be a dirty sink. We're thinking about doing another show on the
There's
side.
There's not many kinds of sinks.
Once a month called The Dirty Sink, where we just get really raw and raunchy. But, you know, whatever. That didn't come off
right.
We're
just going to fart into the microphone for an hour. That's what he means.
So, Chris, since we last got off the show, we've both seen movies, watched shows, played video games. What you been doing? What's been keeping your time occupied in the last 3 to 4 months? I mean, we've been gone a little longer than that, but I'm just going to go back as far as 3 or 4 months. Because the summer was full. We were busy in the summer like hell. And, yeah, so what's been keeping you occupied? What's been biting your time? You know, besides the normal eating, shitting, sexing. Just fun. The other stuff. The other stuff that kind of gets us off on the side.
Shitting is... The percentage is increased as I get older. we were discussing blockages earlier. That's what I was
wanting to mention. Suddenly I just started drinking veggie fruit shakes like kale, spinach, banana shakes. and I can't seem to go to the bathroom as normally as I used to. I don't know what's going on. I mean, when it comes pretty big, but I don't get it. I guess it's less food in me because I'm drinking so much of the shakes, but whatever. I feel better. That's
to purposely interrupt you on this tangent that I so mistakenly started. I just wanted to give a really honorable mention. I just finished watching The Wire. Holy beep!
Yeah, Chris started watching The Wire. Wow. Stopped around second season. I kept on him day in and day out to do it, and he finished it. And you heard him.
Amazing. Wow, I don't want to get into detail because I don't want to.
So, like, are you gonna spoiler? But would you kind of fall into the same line as one of, if not one of the best shows you've ever seen?
Yeah, at least top five.
I would put top two. I think that's 1A, 1B with Heroes for me.
I could see that. But I mean, I wouldn't put Heroes my number one, but it might be number two or three.
Yeah. So. I started watching Sons of Anarchy, the sixth season, not even the whole seventh season. And I could tell you already that, to me, that show moved Breaking Bad down.
I've been watching that show for every season as it comes out. I started six, I haven't finished it. This guy started like 3 days ago and finished up season six.
I did binge watch, but I binge watched because I was waiting for Walking Dead and Gotham and Flash and Arrow to all come back. And then once they came back, I took a step back. I didn't watch season five and six. Just that was occupying my time. And then I said, you know what? It's time. I had a week off on vacation, so I just kind of binge watched through five and six. Kind of slightly caught up. I know I haven't still seen seven. I'm going to wait a little bit because season six ended really, really bad for me. Like, I'm really, really angry. So I'm just going to give it some time and enjoy the shows that are out there right now. And we'll see what goes on. But like we were saying, what's been occupying your time? You saw The Wire. What else have you been...
Excuse me. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we've been some Sierra Nevada empty bottles around us. So we just finished playing, and we'll get into it. We just finished playing Star Realms, which is a card game that Chris picked up. Really fun stuff. And
for we'll like talk 10 bucks.
The 10 bucks. And it's really cool, and it's not hard. It's not D&D. It's not even Magic the Gathering hard. It's pretty sweet. We'll talk about it a little bit later on in the show. But yeah, we were playing that with some Sierra Nevadas, so we're ready to go. We're in the kitchen sink mode.
Well, what's been taking up my time is my Xbox. I just got an Xbox One a couple of weeks, a month or two ago, maybe longer. And I've been hitting that up. Halo, some Wolfenstein, Diablo. Just basically taking up any free time I got that's not with the wife or family or whatnot.
Yeah, it's a nice break from whacking off late at night, you know, who knows, but it works better.
I mean, I don't know if I would take a break from that.
It works better, but no, I hear you. So you're playing Wolfenstein, Halo, Diablo. I also, let me tell you something, a quick story. Xbox, I bought my Xbox going about a year ago, bought it, played it, all the games I was downloading, so I never bought a disc. Then I finally bought a disc and my disc drive wasn't working. Good thing I bought the 1 year warranty from GameStop, brought it back, they gave me a brand new one. Then I started playing it on my NBA 2K15, and something happened with the NBA 2K15 that just jammed up my Xbox. I needed to return it again for a third time. And I returned my Xbox again to the GameStop. And once again, I always buy the warranty, when they gave me a brand new Xbox once again. And now I'm living pretty. Playing NBA 2K15 in my All-Star break. I'm stopping for about a month so I can continue my Shadows of Mordor. I bought Evil Within. It's still in its plastic wrap, and I bought that. I bought that on Black Friday. I bought that game on Black Friday, right before Thanksgiving, and it's been sitting in its plastic wrap because all I play is Shadow of Mordor, Diablo. I had Destiny for a while. I wanted to snap it over my knee. I hate that game. And NBA 2K15 has really been taking up a lot of my time. So yeah, that's as far as Xboxing goes. You know, me and Chris have been trying to sit down and organize our time to really battle out on Diablo. We just can't seem to find the time at the same time. Maybe now we'll be able to a little bit, because just time has been freed up for both of us a little bit. We're not as packed on time that we used to be, like when we decided to take our little break, you know. Let me tell you something. We loved doing this, and we enjoyed ourselves, and we loved the feedback we got, and we loved the fact that when we weren't doing it, people were asking us, yo, when you're coming back? You know, I want to give a big shout out to the Work Shoe Podcast. They, you know, they plugged us for a while. I kept telling them, yeah, we're coming back, we're coming back. They kept plugging us, they, you know, and we never came back. So big shout outs to them. You know, they finally plugged us two shows ago. Me and Chris kept trying to get back together, but then what happened? Holiday weekend comes, Valentine's Day comes. But here we are, and we've decided that
whatever, we're back.
It's a better way. We're gonna give you two shows a month. I'm gonna have side shows with not so special guests, but really good people. And Chris is putting up a one finger. So I think Chris wants to be part of one show a month. I'm still gonna try to record at least 2 to 3 shows a month with different people for different reasons. But Chris is definitely gonna be here once a month at the very least.
At the least, yes.
So don't worry about the fans who likes the bearded maniac next to me right now. He's grown a beard. And it's weird because he's grown a beard, it looks like he's getting taller. And I don't know what that's about.
Huh?
But yeah, you look taller.
Really?
Yeah, you look taller. I don't know if your bum status is growing because of the beard, but
now I'm a lumberjack bum.
Yeah, you grow a fucking got that Pecos bill, man. But that's good. You got on the beard thing late. You didn't jump on the trend of beards like everybody else did. It's after now. After all the hipsters are dying off and getting raped in alleys, now you say, you know what?
Beards what
are
going away. What? I didn't know such horrible things were happening to hipsters, man. You're calling me a hipster.
No. I said it's good that you came. The beard came after the hipster movement.
Well, you shouldn't even mention hipster wearing that hat.
I wear a fuzzy hat.
Friends extra number 4 in the background of episode 445.
That would be great. That would be revolutionary for a Puerto Rican guy to show up on Friends. Or would have showed up on Friends.
Wow. That's... Sorry to touch a nerve.
So, like I said earlier, you know, me and Chris have been dibbling, dabbling in things. You know, real quick, we'll give a real quick rundown. What you thought of Guardians of the Galaxy? I know, old news, but you got to hear it anyway because we saw it and we wanted to talk about it. What you thought about Guardians?
I think it was fantastic. They made something out of a
mediocre storyline with mediocre characters. Yep. Now we can't wait for it to be part of the Avengers universe.
I mean, I loved it, but it wasn't ever the best comic out there. Yeah. You know, now it is. Now it's getting pretty good because they made the movie. So
more fantastic. Relevant news. What do you think about Marvel finally acquiring Spider-Man?
Thank God. Sony sucks, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sony makes horrible.
I don't know
horrible
what the
movies.
Deal was. But
that have to do with Spider-Man.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that if Spider-Man is going to start showing up, because, you know, they're recasting again the Spider-Man, for the two that we just saw, the third part, Sinister Six, ain't going to have the English kid.
Wait, so they're making another one under Sony?
You know, they're still, Sinister Six is still going to come out. But the English kid they were using, I'm sorry, Sierra Nevada got me forgetting his name. That guy,
English kid is good enough.
Yeah, he's not gonna be in the third one. They're recasting him again, and they're making a Spectacular Spider-Man, which, as we all know, they're gonna be using an African American as the Spectacular Spider-Man.
So they're gonna be, and it's gonna be Ultimate Spider-Man then.
Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah. No, actually, the Ultimate Spider-Man was Spanish and black.
Yeah, and so I think that's where they're headed. I don't care because, you know, when Spider-Man's flying around, it's Spider-Man. You don't see his race or his gender or his sexual creed or whatever the hell people are always bothered by when they see something change from their childhood heroes. But anyway, yeah. I'm happy, and I'm thinking if they're going to...
I think they should cast Danny DeVito as Spider-Man.
No, that's had to be the pig one. Remember the pig Spider-Man?
Oh, Spider-Ham?
Yeah, Spider-Ham.
I had Spider-Ham number 1, by the way.
You're awful.
It was the Spectacular Spider-Ham. I'm awful.
So.
Yeah, I'm awful.
All right, so if you're guessing, if Spider-Man is probably going to be showing up in Avengers, do you think then Sony is going to borrow a few people from Marvel?
No.
I mean, it had to be a deal brokered, right?
No, I think that.
I mean, you don't got to borrow Robert Downey Jr., but an Iron Man could show up as somebody totally else.
I don't think I don't think it goes that deep yet. Because they know they're going to make money off it, so that's what they're doing right now. You know, there's no other motive.
I don't know. I think if Sony, that's been their big money thing, is going to say, okay, Marvel, fine, use them. I got to think something was acquired where the Sinister Six is, you know. I mean, Iron Man, to me, I keep saying Iron Man because Iron Man and Spider-Man have always been, you know, I've seen a lot of comics with them. I've seen Captain America and Spider-Man. I've seen Spider-Man show up in the Fantastic Four. I got to think. I mean, we're getting a new Fantastic Four reboot. You know, Sony still owns that. You know, that's not a Phase 2 product
yet. Oh, that looks so awful.
I don't know. It looks better than the one we saw previous.
You know, no, I don't think they can make it. So they're not. It wasn't that Fox though.
Fox made the original one.
Oh, so now it's Sony?
It's Sony now. Yeah, I don't think Phase 2. I could be wrong about that. I don't care about Fantastic Four enough. You want to look that up real quick if that's what you're doing?
Sure.
I don't think Sony. I mean, I don't think Phase 2 acquired Fantastic Four yet. But who cares? It's Fantastic Four. I mean, who the hell raises their hand when somebody calls out who's a Fantastic Four fan?
Well, the comic was okay.
They fought irrelevant people like Mole Man and stuff. Like, for a superhero group of four people.
It's Fox.
It's still Fox, right? Yeah. All right. And they're rebooting it, so give it a chance.
It's going to be awful. I'm sorry. Not going to change my mind on that one.
Yeah.
No.
Even with the rumors of a Lady Doom?
That's even worse. Come on, man. That deserves a come on, man.
Yeah.
And you know it.
All right. So going off the Spider-Man news, you know, some of our favorite, the DC version of Guardians of the Galaxy, the Suicide Squad.
Oh.
Is being produced.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
When I say that, you know, the irrelevancy of characters are going to be made important.
Well, I found out who's going to be Harley Quinn. I was really happy. The girl, I'll tell you her name, but she's the woman from Wolf of Wall Street.
Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
Yeah, Margot Robbie. That'd be crazy. She don't wear face paint, you know. Whatever. Act crazy.
She's hot.
I'm more excited about Jared Leto having the goddamn balls.
Yeah, he got some cojones.
To don the Joker outfit.
Oh, yeah. I'd say so.
Hey, you know, I'm as big as a Batman fan as I am, I'm equally as big Joker fan. And everybody always asks me, the Joker should never be touched. Right, Ed? I'm like, no, of course not. I want to see the Joker played by 10 different people. I want to be able to say when I'm old, which was the actual best Joker. Right now, I just got two references, Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger. And whenever I say Heath Ledger, there's always somebody who goes, I don't know. I kind of like the Jack Nicholson one better.
Well,
okay. Because there were two different Jokers. Let me just say something.
Well, I don't know. What about Jack Nicholson? Anyway, go ahead.
I get it because Jack Nicholson played kind of the more earlier Joker, and Heath Ledger played the
post Frank Miller.
Yeah, Joker. So fine. But if you're going to ask me, and then I tell you I like the Heath Ledger better because I like the more suicidal Joker. That doesn't then require your opinion on who you think was the better Joker. You know what I'm saying? You asked three. Which you think is the better Joker? Here's my answer.
Well, it does in this scenario because we're doing a podcast.
No, I'm not talking specifically about you, but time and time again, I'm asked, who do you think is the better Joker? And I say it, and then they go, oh, I don't know. I think this person is better. I kind of didn't ask it back. You know what I'm saying?
There's three Jokers you could count.
Movie-wise?
No.
We're not going back to the 60s. Yep. Batman. Mm-hmm. No, that's different. I'm not talking. You're right.
But each one represented an era of Batman.
Of Batman. Yeah, you're right. And it seems like the Joker from the 60s era is the one that's being represented right now in Gotham. That weird. Always laughing, no. Combusting. The Heath Ledger Joker didn't laugh.
The one in...
The Tim Burton Joker.
Yeah, I think he's the more Jack.
The more Jack? I don't know. I think it's the more Jack. 60s guy.
Because he did the face more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was doing the face. You know, like the Jack Nicholson Joker face?
Yeah. The brow leaning towards the camera.
Well, I love Heath Ledger. His face was just was a lot of makeup. You know, the scarring. But Jack Nicholson made the face with that putty he calls the face. Yeah. You know?
That was a very personal episode for me. Because I wanted to see what storyline they touched on. And they went on a very obscure Joker backstory with the idea of him killing his mother and a circus clown. They didn't go with the Jack Napier storyline of his wife being killed by the mob and him owing money and then him becoming the Red Hood. They went with a more obscure storyline. So the fact that he's not Jack Napier and he's Lawrence.
The good thing about the Joker is Jerome.
He's Jerome.
Yeah, yeah. But the good thing about the Joker is he doesn't even know his origin story. Yeah. So,
and I just wish they would have touched on more on my favorite story, which was his wife getting killed. And
the Red Hood
scenario. The Red Hood story. Because, I mean, I know you...
Well, that was actually... I enjoyed that a lot, too. Because that was... They always picked a sucker to be the Red Hood who robbed banks and such. And then they promised him... His wife was sick to boot.
Yeah.
And they promised this poor guy that they would take care of her, and she ended up getting killed anyway, hit by a car, or I forgot what it was exactly, but while he's doing the crime spree that he's doing, and then they set him up for the fall.
Yeah.
You know, so then between his wife dying and him going, he lost his mind.
So, you've seen the common attraction for this past Gotham, right? At all?
No.
No. Well... Can I don't want to spoil it, but can I just give you a little insight? Because it's in the commercials. The commercial shows a Red Hood.
Yeah.
I just saw it. I'm not going to spoil anything. It starts showing the birth of the Red Hood, where the Red Hood came from.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it ends is pretty freaking cool.
Mm-hmm.
But since they already showed Jerome, the Joker from the... I don't know how they can't incorporate that. I guess they're going to go directly to the real Red Hood idea. So it was... It's a really the previous Gotham is a really really good episode, and I'm not gonna say any more. But yeah, that was pretty good. As far as the storyline with the Joker, a lot of people were asking me what you thought about that. And as I'm watching it, I'm like, I kind of felt a little disappointed that they went the more younger Joker route.
Well, it is. Everything's younger. Batman's not even younger.
No, but they went with the younger storyline of him killing his mother, and not the older Joker of his wife and the mom.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was cool because I love Gotham. I'm slightly biased. I love Gotham. I love what they're doing with it. I don't understand how people hate it. I mean, if you're a comic book fan and a DC fan to bat, I think it's really cool how you don't know if they're in the 50s because the cars and the way the people dress and the music.
They look like they're in
the... But then they're in the 90s because their cell phones are old and...
They're in the 80s slash
90s. We don't know. The car, the taxi cabs are still big buggies. You know what I'm saying? So I like that they're saying, you know what? You don't need to know what time period we're in. Okay. Just enjoy the goddamn story. And I think that drives a lot of fanboys crazy. And I consider myself a fanboy, but not an asshole.
I have another mention that something I'm really upset about. You know, as much as you can be upset about a TV show, I should say. But Constantine is on the verge of cancellation. And I think that is one of the best shows right now. Because they actually go by the Vertigo comics. And the Vertigo comics were very good. And Constantine is probably an obscure character, but it's a really well-done TV show. And it's just funny how it's actually popular among fans. And
but yet they're not supporting it's recognizable through the ratings.
Because they don't have Nielsen boxes. Or whatever that stupid, outdated bullshit is. And because they watch it on Hulu, or what have you, they're going to cancel it.
Yeah, it's not getting the proper... Do you think...
And they put it on Friday at 10 o'clock at one point. I think it's 8 o'clock now.
Me and Chris spoke about this. You put a popular show on Friday, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, but not only that, it's just because... People watching it alternatively, that you're not gonna realize how popular it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'm wondering if the fans out there...
I actually wrote NBC. I was so mad. I never do that. I wrote NBC. Very nicely.
And there's the Caucasian side of Chris. The very rare one that you see.
I want to let him know. Damn it.
I'm not going to lie, Chris. I was put on to Constantine because of Keanu Reeves' version. After that, read a few comics here and there. Chris really sold me on Constantine. When we went to Comic-Con, Constantine was the big whoop. I mean, they had a whole section for Constantine and Superman and Batman. That whole, they mixed it, Vertigo and DC together. And I said I wanted to watch it, but I felt like that would be something I would binge watch after it showed. Because, honestly, I'm not a big fan of Constantine. Not because I hate it, just because I never really got into it. And from watching the little bits and pieces that I've, you know, had the pleasure of watching with Chris when we were at Corey Richmond's house of the Workshop Podcast. So we, you know, it seems pretty cool. Nah, that's the last one. Oh, you're asking for the, they're right there.
No, do you want a beer?
No, that was it. That was the last one. Oh. That's yours. Yeah, so it seems pretty cool. I wanted to get into it, and I'm gonna binge watch it, and I'm gonna be upset. Like, I hated that they got they canceled Revolution,
and they left. I'm really upset that Cheers is over. Sorry, again.
It ended though the way it was supposed to end, on a good note.
Should have kept going.
Nah, but they got rid of Revolution, what I thought was really when it was really reaching its peak.
I actually had a few more episodes to go of that, and then I stopped because they canceled it. So why am I going to watch it?
Because it ends pretty good, and it's an okay ending for ending the series.
Yeah,
but I was upset because I really enjoyed that show.
Are you excited for the Heroes?
It's in the summer.
That's going to be a summertime. Reboot or an extra season?
It's an extra season that they say that we're not going to have Bartman or the original characters, but we might get a cameo from like Panettiere, you know, the cheerleader. We might get a cameo from her, and Skylar might show up.
He better show up.
But it's supposed to be a show that have anything to do with the original
Heroes. I'm upset at that guy, the actor, plays Skylar.
He's Spock. He's awesome.
Because he's doing that stupid show on NBC called The Slap. I can't even... I want to vomit every time I see the advertisement.
Yeah, he's attempting comedy. It's all right.
It's not comedy.
Whatever.
Oh, you don't know what that show?
It's that
about someone slaps someone else's kid at a barbecue.
Oh, yeah. And now they're going to court. That's comedy to me because it's bullshit.
You know what I want to. Oh man, come on.
Listen,
come on, Chris, Skylar.
We'll let it.
I'm only going to be interested in that show if it's the character Skylar who destroys everyone. And then the show's only like 10 minutes.
The only reason I give him the pass and I'll give that show a pass is because really, at least there's people out there trying to write TV series and TV shows. And we're not getting his beer froze and he's doing the ketchup thing. He's going to get a rude awakening. Put it under some warm water in the sink. The only reason I appreciate these stupid shows because at least somebody's done something to write shows, Chris. And we're not getting reality TV.
I don't appreciate
bullshit.
It on any level.
I mean, I don't want to see reality TV. Who wants to be a comic book superhero? Like, I enjoyed Nerds, King of the Nerds, for the first season or two, but I really can't. I can't dig it. I can't watch no more reality shows. So let them keep writing until they get it. I'm sorry, until they get it right.
Oh, he's falling apart, folks.
No, I'm talking without breathing and I'm drinking beer. I get the hiccups.
It's that time, folks.
So anyway, back to Suicide Squad.
Nex's eyes are going to crust over.
We went off the planet. So we talked about Jared Leto. What do you think about Will Smith as playing Deadshot? As playing Deadshot.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. If he's going to do it, is he actually going
to
do it? Is it?
Yeah, he's confirmed to do it.
Oh, that's sweet. All right, I like that a lot.
That's you know, awesome. Everybody's like, what do you think about it? It's going to be so star heavy. Relax.
It needs to be.
It has Will Smith.
No one knows about it.
It has Jared Leto.
No one knows about Suicide
Just because Scott. Their name's hooked up to it. People know Joker. No one knows Deadshot. Will Smith is Deadshot. We're going to have 100 Deadshots for Halloween this year.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
It's a brilliant move.
I'm excited. You know, Deadshot doesn't have to be white or black. He just has to have the backstory correct. Like, a lot of people are hung up on if characters are white or black.
He hasn't done anything in a while, too, right?
when the he has that new movie coming out about being a con artist, and I think he's doing that as a favor for being Deadshot. I don't know, because we don't see him, and he comes out with a.
As long as he's not doing the slap.
I like it.
The slap, guest starring Will Smith.
I'm interested because the Joker, from my knowledge, the Suicide Squad I liked, Joker didn't really have a lot to do with it. The one I liked, the newer Suicide Squad.
You ever see the original Suicide Squad?
I saw some from the 80s. Some, but I like the new one that's led by Harley Quinn.
I didn't read that one, but that looked awful. You're talking about obscure DC villains.
Yeah.
That. You know, I don't even know.
It's bad because
Catman was on it.
The shark guy, I think, or something. It was ridiculous.
No, the shark guy's on the new one.
The shark guy's a new one.
Actually. I don't know if he was on the old one, but it wasn't like I think it might have had Deadshot on it, but it had like the. But if Deadshot's your premier guy on that team, you got a problem.
Yeah.
Not it's that like, Deadshot's not.
It's
cool,
like making a TV series on Mojo. You know what I'm saying?
Mojo.
The Wrecking Crew. X-Men the Wrecking Crew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, don't hate on the Wrecking Crew. They're probably related to me.
The Wrecking Crew, the series.
Wasn't that a multicultural team? The Wrecking Crew.
Yeah, there was a black guy, an Italian guy, a knucklehead, and a white guy.
A knucklehead is a race now?
Yeah, because a lot of them are showing up everywhere. So, yeah, there you go.
That's true.
And then, you know, it's rumored that Jesse Eisenberg is supposed to be showing up as Lex Luthor as their way to kind of tie it in to Batman, Superman versus Batman and Justice League. Yeah. Hey, listen, if they want to try to attempt what Phase 2 has been doing for the last 10 years, be my guest. Please, DC needs more coverage. DC has TV locked down.
Well, speaking,
I would like to see them lock down the movie scene.
Well, speaking of that, and I was going to ask you this. What do you think about I read some articles. Jeff Johns, a creative director of DC, pretty much I think he's... The way he's plotting out the movies is they're going to have nothing to do with the TV shows. They're not going to be connected.
I'm fine.
So if they have, let's say they have an Arrow, it's not going to be Amell.
Yeah,
he's if they have a Flash, it's gonna be a new guy.
I'm fine with that. You know why? Because I'm watching.
But look how well Marvel is doing. They have interconnected.
All right, so
TV and
yes and no, because here I am. I'm watching the Shield.
Carter.
I'm watching the Shield. And
Agents of Shield.
Oh yeah, that's right. Not the Shield. The Agents of Shield. They vaguely show clips from Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Vaguely. They vaguely talk about what happened in New York with the Avengers and the aliens. They vaguely lead to these things, which lead to obscure storylines within Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So the movies are just kind of like a small little platform so we can get a show, we can watch the show, and then they go and just say the name of somebody in the Avengers. And we're excited. You know what? To me, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Really don't have anything to do directly connected.
They might have Iron Man on it, too.
Well, that's what I want to see. Then we're talking
business.
But
that's what I'm saying. So, like, how does it... It's just kind of strange that... Not that it would cancel out me wanting to see the movies at all. That's not what I'm saying. But is it kind of just weird that you could... They're going to have separate storylines on TV as opposed to, like, things going on in the movies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think it would be kind of cool if they like, if they hinted at like Batman on the Arrow, you know what I mean? Instead of just using
like, say,
villains
Gotham or just something.
Yeah, something like or they, you know, hinted at old time heroes on Gotham even that would have been around in that era. Something that.
Yeah, you want to hear them. You want to hear...
I like those little...
You want to hear Arrow saying, tidbits. If it's not in Sterling City and Star City, it has to be in Gotham. Like, and you're like, oh! And then you're happy.
Yeah, something like that. But then it's like... And you're going to have the Flash, and it's just going to be like... You have this little short guy who's on Glee as the Flash.
Yeah.
And then you're probably going to have some 6.5 foot tall white guy as the Flash. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, you know, like the stereotypical model type as a Flash, and then you have the Flash on the TV show. He's like almost an average guy. You know what I'm saying? So you see, it kind of bugged me out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like almost as if you're almost just the people in the movies have an attitude towards the TV shows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like why not figure something out in that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that as far as
I understand, you don't have to because comic books have multiple worlds, but
but I feel like Flash and Arrow will never be center of the DC universe. It'll always be Batman,
they Superman, don't have to be. That's Joker. My point.
I know, but
they're gonna have these characters in the movies.
But I think the TV shows lends us the backstories of those characters that DC doesn't focus on as much, like Flash, like Arrow, like their versions of the Suicide Squad, like Reverse Flash. The TV shows give us that, and then the movies give us the big one. The movies give us Batman, Superman,
but you're gonna have Wonder Woman. Like Justice League is gonna have these characters.
Yeah. For me, I like that the TV world is its own brand, and like, the movie world is its own brand.
Like, look at
because it becomes saturated, you know, in a sense that. All right, so Iron Man showed up to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm going to be very happy about that. Just like Valkyrie showed up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Not Valkyrie.
That wasn't Valkyrie? Who was that?
Sif. Lady Sif.
Lady Sif. Sorry, I apologize. Lady Sif showed up. Sif?
Mm-hmm. S.I.F.
I'm not a big Thor fan.
Don't say Sith because a million people are going to pop up and yell at you.
Yeah. All right, Lady, the Thor woman. And I was cool.
I mean, that'd be awesome if a million people listen.
Yeah, because I felt like maybe that was the one person who was missing from the Thor movies, and then she made her appearance on the show.
Yeah.
So that was cool, but I like that TV is something I could watch weekly, and it gives me my own brand of storyline, and then the movies is something I get yearly or bi-yearly. And they
but I like those little references, those little tidbits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to go all out, but I like that. You know what I'm saying? Like in Marvel, they're doing Netflix shows like Daredevil and Power Man and Iron Fist or whatever they're gonna call it. But you know they're gonna like connect shit to the movies.
Yeah. Well, that's Marvel. Marvel does a great job. I enjoy that.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's almost like you see a good model. And then DC is gonna do the opposite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, cause they make great cartoons, they make great TV shows, but let's be honest, their movies have always been
The last Superman, except and the for last Batman. Three Batmans, which is really their moneymaker. You know?
Yeah.
Are you gonna go see a Green Arrow movie? We are.
Yeah.
Is the average person outside going to go see a Green Arrow movie?
I know what you're saying. Well, maybe now, because there's a TV show. Because honestly, I never was into Arrow. I mean, the Green Arrow comics before the TV show. Because I always thought that's kind of like a second rate Batman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the average guy.
It's like
Marvel kind of for me. It's a team. And which became my hatred, because I'm like, no, like, Batman's still the greatest superhero because he didn't need powers, in my opinion. And I think that's what Marvel fails at, is that they don't realize that you don't have to have superpowers to be a superhero. And Green Arrow's the Batman. You're right. He's the other guy without powers who still is interesting enough to take down bad guys without superpowers.
No, my point being, he's interesting enough now. Because the TV show.
Yeah, because who gave a shit about Arrow, really? When I would see Green Arrow, I never picked up a Green Arrow comic. Because I'm like, I'm really not interested in a bow and arrow guy. Now I am. But even 10 years ago, I read his story. Oh, rich playboy gets stranded on an island and goes back home after a few, 5 years. And I'm like, oh, I'm tired of the rich guy who becomes a vigilante. You know? I got my rich guy who becomes a vigilante in Batman. But at least his alter ego is that. It's an alter ego. And I'm more interested in Batman than Bruce Wayne. So that's why I love the Joker so much, because he don't have an alter ego. He's both Bruce Wayne and the Batman. He could be rich, or he could be psychotic. So, no, but I hear what you're saying, and you wish that the movies played the TV shows into it, but I think that what sets DC and Marvel aside is that we're already in season 4 of The Arrow, and we're going on season midway point of The Flash, part 1 of 2 or 2 of 2 of The Flash. So that means if we're making a DC movie and it's going to have The Arrow, we got to have Steven Amell, you know, we got to have Diggle, we got to have all these characters kind of show up in the movie.
What's wrong with that?
And then you see them on CW.
So what?
I don't know.
So you see him on ABC with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, but the guy who was on Agent, the main guy, was no important to me in the movie. He's more important in the TV show, but I could care less about him in the movie, because in the movie I get my superheroes. In the TV show, I'm watching him maneuver with no superheroes. So I'm okay with those two storylines, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But DC is all about the superheroes. So it's not like if DC made an Arrow movie and now we're watching Diggle and Felicity run around. You know what I'm saying? Then it would be different. Yeah, that would suck. Because the last like 3 episodes when Arrow wasn't around and we had to watch Diggle, Felicity, the fake.
But my point being is that these characters are going to be limited in the movies. They're not going to, probably not going
to
be.
They don't even have enough backstory to make them important.
So why not use the backstory of the TV show so it's already there?
You know, I think they will. Because they're not. But the backstory of the TV shows is kind of like the actual backstory in a way.
But they're not using it.
So
they're
using
anything to do with TV
shows. So the TV show is kind of introducing us to the Arrow. And now the movie production is going to make Arrow the movie.
No, but that's my point. They're not. They're starting from scratch.
But we already know the Arrow storyline, so they can't.
No, really, they're doing something. It's a different guy, so it's not going to be the same. It's not going to feel the same. Not going to be the same. So it's not going to be the same story.
Why? Because a different guy. Yeah. I mean, we had 3 different Batmans. It's still the same story. You know what I'm saying? The story stays the same, even though the character changes.
So why not use the same guy if it's that simple?
I mean, it would be good to see Stephen Amell.
You know what I'm saying? If they're going to build him up from scratch, by all means, use someone else. But you're not. So it's like, people aren't.
You just want to see the guy from the show show up.
Yeah. And that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. And then you could reference that on the TV show. So it's like, you know, the back and forth kind of thing with the movies. But like, you have these standalone movies. I just think DC needs help in their movies to really be successful. Batman is easy. You know what I'm saying? Not easy, but it's Batman. You know what I'm saying? That's your moneymaker right there. But then if you're going to try to make more moneymakers, you need to be a little bit more strategic about it, I think. Because even Superman, that movie was cool and it was good. But how many movies to get to that point? How many movies did they fuck up?
Yeah.
To make that Superman, which was decent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the only character they have that absolutely translated to smash hit was Batman. So you need to, they need to be a little bit more smart about how they go about things. That's all.
Yeah,
you
know, no, I understand. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Just to give it its
so
extra punch.
I give the Stephen Amell showing up in the Justice League, but I don't like the guy they chose for Barry Allen in the Flash TV show.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to see him show up in the movies. I feel like he's too wimpy.
Yeah.
And Barry Allen, even though he was cocky, he was still kind of a jock in a sense.
He was a nerd.
He was a nerd.
What comic did you read?
He was a nerd. I'm not saying he was a football player.
But
he had an arrogance about him.
He was a scientist.
But he was arrogant. You know who he was? He could have been who Dr. Snow's boyfriend was. That could have been the Flash. The guy who was Firestorm.
Yeah.
That could have been the Flash. He would have made a better Flash.
Okay.
Because he looked more the part. I mean, Barry Allen, he looks like he weighs 90 pounds. Maybe. If you put rocks in his pocket. You know?
So you're saying they went wimpy.
Like, they went too wimpy with him. You know what I'm saying? They went, like, way too wimpy with him. So, you know, like, I'm still waiting for I'm still waiting for a brolic Joker.
He was on Glee, right? You're no, the Glee expert. Glee.
You made the Glee. I'm not a Glee expert. But you made you made the Glee reference earlier, and I let it go.
He was. He was a guest star on Glee. He wasn't a permanent character. He was one of the rivals in the contests, I think.
Yeah, you're right. He was the all-boys school leader.
Yeah. Were you going to get upset at me because I got a Glee reference wrong?
No, I was going to get upset at you because you said I was the master of Glee. That's why. Whatever the fuck
I caught you. You were going to get mad that I made a Glee reference. That wasn't right.
No, I was going to get mad you said because you're the king of Glee. And then I didn't
say king of Glee. Yes, now you're saying you're the king of Glee.
When you first said Glee, I totally forgot that he was part of the all-boys school. And I was like, okay, I know what he's saying. He's got that pretty boy Glee type of guy. Look, a guy who would show up on Glee. But now that you say, yeah, he was the guy. That's weird. I didn't even recognize him. And I watched Glee.
Because you're the king?
No, because I didn't watch the last season because I got fed up with the bullshit.
Now you get fed up? Dude, I got fed up in like three.
Season 3?
Yeah.
It's alright. I mean, you know, they graduated high school. I want to give them a chance to see what they could do with it. They failed miserably. It wasn't 90210 after they graduated high school.
They all had nice apartments.
It wasn't Saved by the Bell after they graduated. It was bad. It was bad. Anyway. Where do we just go?
I don't know.
Alright, so. Alright, so that was good. I can't wait for Justice League. We got Ant-Man coming up. That should be pretty interesting. I'm excited about Ant-Man. Commercials made me excited about Ant-Man. Paul Rudd has made me excited about Ant-Man.
I was reading who's going to be a guest appearance. Cameo. There you go. In Ant-Man is Peggy Carter, the character from the show Carter.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do like a flashback.
A flashback sequence from the original Ant-Man.
Yeah. Which is weird. I have a couple of problems with that whole thing. Because in the not Peggy Carter, but in the comics, the original Ant-Man made Ultron. He created Ultron.
Okay.
Iron Man didn't create Ultron. So it's like, if you're making the character anyway, why didn't they
combine it? Wasn't there a different universe storyline where Iron Man and these technology had something to do with forming Ultron?
Not that I'm aware.
Cause I don't, honestly, I don't know the Age of Ultron storyline.
Because Hank Pym he was the creator of Ultron. Okay. And then Ultron, so I don't know. But
they should have just, if we're doing connections, they've been doing a great job connecting things, they should have just.
Yeah.
Kept it along.
It's not like you're not making the movie, so they just threw Iron Man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they're making the movie, so what is Ant-Man going to be about? You know, so it's, you know, I guess about the second.
But Ant-Man. Even though Ultron is showing up on the Avengers, and we got tidbits here and there of him becoming who he becomes, we don't know if it's something that Hank Pym did in the past that caused that. Like, they haven't leaked that to us. We don't know if Hank Pym did something and he goes, that's not going to be good later on. And then it shows up as Ultron. So we don't really know if they're going to tie it in or not. We don't know that far into the storyline yet. So let's just wait to see the Ant-Man. I'm excited about the Ant-Man. Thor 3, I'm going to be excited about. So that's some good stuff right there. We've given you a little bit of everything. And right now,
gonna give you a little musical break and then
we'll be right back. Maybe the next time you hear from us, it'll be the episode.
It'll 18. Be like 4 months from now.
No.
Okay, and you'll post half an episode.
No, sitting in for Chris Wizard then would be random, not so special guests. All right,
I'll be in most guys. Don't worry. All right. I'll save you all.
Walk through the garden, you better watch your back. But I beg your pardon for the state and outside. If you walk with Jesus, he'll save your soul.
And we're back. Chris, right off the top, let me ask you. Gaming history. First video game systems, first video games, what led you to certain video games that you play now? You mentioned that you're playing Halo, Wolfenstein, Diablo. I'm playing Shadow of Mordor, Evil Within, NBA 2K15. We both play Xbox One. We're playing completely different games. And it's obviously our history in gaming has led us to kind of veer off and pick and choose our own type of games that we wanted to play. So, as far back as you remember, what's your gaming history? Well, what was one of the first systems you got and the first games you got?
First system I got... Well, the first system I remember seeing was Nintendo.
Okay.
And my cousins had Super Mario. And I remember playing that and being very kid jealous, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And eventually my father bought me the Nintendo. And I had Mario Brothers. He bought himself Tetris and Zelda, but I had Mario and Metroid.
Okay. That's good.
And Mario, Mario is one of those games where I'm just not one of those people who will play till their thumbs fall off to beat a game.
Yeah.
I still haven't beat Mario 1.
Hey, me and you both, brother. Just don't got the patience
to don't have
play that. World 4, 8, 4, or whatever the hell that world is.
At all.
It just became monotonous and routine, and I got tired of jumping into fire, flaming pits with ghosts and shells. And
yeah.
It's like playing Dark Souls.
Yeah.
It became like, and then whatever.
Zelda, I got tired of wandering around the dungeons.
Hitting Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah, yeah. Beating up Hershey's Kisses. and then almost like going blind from all the flashing and crap from that game. But yeah, Nintendo. And then I also had, I don't know how I got it, the original Sega system.
Okay. Sega Master System.
The 8-bit.
Yeah.
So it was like Nintendo and then Sega.
Mm-hmm.
Not Genesis, but the 8-bit.
Master System.
Yeah, Master System.
Yeah. Spaceship looking one. That weird, sleek black one with the burgundy cartridge input. Yeah.
Yes, and the very simple controller.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that actually was well made, and they had some decent games on that.
Musou Wrestling, Rolling Thunder.
What's the one with the helicopter?
I think you might be talking about... Oh, man.
Is it Tiger Heli?
Tiger Heli?
The helicopter?
Let's just go with that.
The top scrolling?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, let's just go with that right there.
Yeah, why not? That was actually a well-built system. And then I remember getting a Super Nintendo for Christmas... When it came out, and my dad played a joke on me, he gave me the cartridge first and said it was for my regular Nintendo, and I wanted to cry. Then he brought out my Super Nintendo. And one of my favorite games of all time was Metroid, Super Metroid.
Super Metroid was awesome. Super Jump.
I beat that a couple of times because I loved playing that game. The music, the graphics were great for its time, I thought. And then
It was 50 times better than the original Metroid in my book.
Oh yeah,
that
totally.
Was playable. It was
totally.
An actual game.
And I had the red cartridge for Maximum Carnage.
Ah,
you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I had the Genesis one, the Genesis Maximum Carnage.
Yep.
And it was red.
Yeah, I had that. That was cool. I thought it was special. And then RoboCop versus Terminator. Remember that game?
I remembered it. Never played it. Always was. I played it on the arcade system.
Yeah.
But you was RoboCop. And Terminator was the bad guy.
Yeah.
On the arcade, yeah.
It was side-scrolling.
Yeah. It was like from the creators who created that arcade Superman where you punch everything. You punch missiles. You punch bad guys. You picked up garbage cans. It was kind of like that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then, what was next? I think there was a long break. And then, in college, I almost fell out of school because I got hooked on GoldenEye.
N64.
For N64. Literally, I spent all my time doing that. Not doing actual work. Competing with my fellow failing classmates. Or dorm mates, or whatever you want to call them. I mean, really, we get to the point where we knew how to angle the grenade launcher to get you like three boards away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got pretty good at that. There was only one guy who could, one or two guys who could beat me. That I'll admit. And then for a while, I got my hands on a Dreamcast.
Dreamcast, most underrated system.
Underrated system, definitely. Where what was the name? I'm trying to remember the name of the game. It was Toy War or something like that, where you can actually select a different toy, but it was like a war, like kids, like a boy's toy, like an airplane, a tank, and so on. And that had the actual missiles, and you would fly around like different boards, like the kitchen or the living room or your den, and you would duke it out with the second player. That's one of the most underrated games ever.
All right, so I just, while you were saying that, I needed to look it up just so I can understand which one that was. Toy Commander. Yeah,
that was it. Toy Commander.
It looks cool too. I'm looking at the video here, and you got to fire around a big giant room.
Yep.
And you chose the room. You chose the toy tank. Yeah. Airplane.
And since you were a toy, let's say you were a car, the premise was someone was holding you, right? So you could drive up a wall and shoot and hide in a corner.
Oh, because
and shoot.
Someone was controlling it. That's cool.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I mean, there's some pretty tall kids then, but whatever, I'll overlook that. That's another one of my favorite games. I used to play that all the time too. Back to 64, Conker's Bad Fur Day. How awesome was that game?
Great.
It was a sick game.
It's unfortunate that and No Mercy ended my N64 playing days. Because after those two games came out,
nothing good came out after
I
that?
I couldn't bring myself to play anything up. My friends were playing Perfect Dark. They were playing everything. They were playing Banjo and Kazoo. They were playing all these games. I just couldn't play anything else. Everything else was hogwash and rubbish.
Yeah. After that. Hogwash and rubbish.
Yeah, so yeah. I couldn't bring myself after that. My N64 video game days ended after those two games came out.
Yeah, that you can't top those at all. And then after that came PlayStation 1 and then 2, which for me, honestly, nothing really memorable that I played for those.
Yeah, PlayStation 1 was memorable to me because of Resident Evil. And it was memorable because of...
Oh, yeah. That's the only game I really got into on PlayStation 2?
One.
On one?
Monster Rancher, Resident Evil, Suikoden, Final Fantasy VII. So PS1 introduced me to a world of RPGs that I wouldn't have played otherwise. PlayStation 2 was ho-hum.
Yeah.
It was ugly there. Too. It was like...
Ugly, right?
You almost had an... You'd rather... get an Xbox at that point, the original Xbox, instead of getting the PlayStation. To me, the PlayStation was just, the PlayStation 2 was all first person shooters and sports games. Yeah. There was no substance to that system.
And then 3, which I still have, which
I can't get rid of it.
I bought my Xbox One, I still have my PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I can't get rid of it.
Which I actually bought that one off your uncle.
You still got it.
I still got it. 7 years ago. Yeah. Now the Xbox One, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite systems.
You know, got a little paranoid about the camera on the Xbox One.
Yeah, tell us that.
Because I was reading some article.
This is another time when the Caucasian side of Chris comes out. Forget.
Or the right side. So, mother beep. Where I was thinking to myself, I read an article, this really spooky article about a nanny cam where this babysitter's changing the diaper to the baby, and then she hears a voice that says, "Oh, that baby's diaper sure is dirty," and she thinks someone's playing a joke on her, but then she realized that someone hacked into the baby cam and was spying and talking. So then in my head I put it together, and because I'm looking at my Kinects, and I'm like, huh. And I start looking shit up, and they're like, you know, nothing yet, but it's like a matter of time before they start. Now, probably because me saying this, I'm giving some asshole an idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just one of those things where you have it on, because it's constantly on, because not the camera part, but the listening part, because it has to hear you say,
Xbox on.
Xbox on.
Yeah.
So there's always some part of it functioning, right?
Yeah.
So what's to stop somebody, if they have that power, to start, you know?
Yeah. Well, like I told Chris, I'm like, I don't...
I know, they're just going to see my balls.
I don't do nothing raunchy in front of my Kinects. So if you want to see me with my boxers, with that awkward hole where the gooch is, sitting there with a beer, playing NBA 2K15... Fine.
That's the most disgusting thing. You're gonna be on those tube sites. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if they want, that's what they want to hack my thing for, to watch a hairy belly and a hole in my boxers.
It's gonna be mad close up of that.
Yeah.
You're fucking nuts.
You're not gonna know what you're looking at. You don't know if you're gonna be looking at a jungle at nighttime. You don't know if you're gonna be looking at the great caverns of Neptune. You don't know what the fuck.
Crater in the forest. It's like your belly button.
What the hell are you gonna be looking at? So go for it. You want it, go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, the only scary thing was, I remember playing my Xbox, and I look over to my left and my computer camera was on. That I know could happen. People could just hack into your, you know, your site, your username, your whatever, and check out your cam.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why the hell was my cam on? I didn't open photo booth. I didn't open anything. But my cam came on.
So what'd you do?
I unplugged it. And then when I put it on, I would always turn my cam facing the other way, not knowing whenever that was going to come on. I mean, I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting in front of my Xbox playing video games, because my cam is directed at where I would sit.
Yeah.
But it just a little weird that would come on and off, because of, you know, I don't know if I'm not home, it comes on, then my kids come home from school and it comes on and watches them. So, you know, I just took it off for now. And whenever I need it, I just plug it in, use it, and then take it off.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, so, you know, it's just a thought.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you, Because it's still, you know, it could come on at any time.
Yeah.
You know? All they gotta see is your wife walk one time past the Kinects, and they're gonna Trojan horse that, and they're always gonna watch it, because they don't know what your wife's gonna be doing in front of that Kinects. You know what I'm saying? So it's one. I just made him more paranoid. You gotta see how his face just got. He literally was playing with his beard hair when I said that, looking somewhere else.
I'm gonna hack that shit to pieces when I get home.
But anyway, if I go back in my video game history, it's weird, because I feel like I had two lives growing up. But the one I enjoyed
the
most...
Tell us the nerd one.
It starts very young. So the one I liked the most, but I wish I could forget at the same time, was the one when I didn't have my parents around. And I didn't live with my parents for a really long time when I was young.
Don't bring the show down or anything.
No. So I remember them that, you know, they were just trying to get settled. And they didn't want to drag me along from house to house and place to place while they got settled. So they left me with my grandmother for big chunks of time. And I remember one time, about 6 or 7 years old, they brought me the ColecoVision, which is a sister company of Atari.
Oh.
And they bought me a 13-inch TV, black and white TV, to go with it. And I remember the games. They brought me Wizard and Warriors, Pong, Missile Control, and Cobra, which was a helicopter game.
Oh, wow.
And that's pretty much what I had. I was by myself, me and my grandma, in my house, in my apartment, in the projects.
Did you say Pong?
Pong. Yeah, for, you know, months on end, I'd be by myself. This is before my, I would say I was maybe by, I wouldn't even say seven, I'd say maybe five. Because my mother was pregnant of my younger brother, and we're 5 years apart. But there was like maybe 4 months at a time where she would leave me with my grandmother, and I wouldn't see her. So I had this system, and then they came, they found an apartment, I moved in with them, and I had no video games after that. I didn't see another video game system probably until I got I got the Nintendo. And so we're talking maybe from 82 to, I didn't get the Nintendo when it first came out in 85. I got it 2 years later in 87. So yeah, it's a good 5 year span. I saw my first video. All my friends had, well, not all my friends, but my friend next door, who I was always kind of jealous of, he was a single kid, just him. So he got spoiled a lot. I hate to say spoiled, but he was the only kid. And he was grounded. He was down to earth. He wasn't like a brat. But his mom bought him, you know, he brought home good grades, so his mom bought him stuff. So cool. But it was the Nintendo. And I remember the first game I got for Nintendo was Mach Rider, Spy Hunter, and Jackal, which was an army game.
Jackal,
where
wow.
You got to save.
That was the one that's always in the back of comic books.
POWs. Jackal?
Yeah. Remember the old Nintendo advertisements?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it had the guy on top of the Jeep pointing out somewhere to some obscure place. And then I had Nintendo for a really long time. And I remember in Jerome and on the Bronx, some poor schlub opened up a video game store. The very first GameStop was this poor schlub with a blonde afro and blue eyes. I remember him because he just was out of place here. And he tried to open a video game store. He came up with the concept that you can rent games from him. This is the first time renting games I've ever seen or heard of. And you could go in and rent games for $7 and keep them for 3 days. And so I was doing that. It was really far, but I would take the walk because I would save up my money for about 3 or 4 days and then go rent the game for 3 days. And I remember having a Nintendo, and one of my friends, I somehow got a Genesis. One of my friends was selling his Genesis for $70. He had got bad grades. And his mother has said, Ed, if you want the Genesis, I'm selling it for $70. Tell your mother to give me $70, I'll give it to him. And I thought she was lying, but because my friend got really, really bad grades, his mother sold my mother the Genesis for $70. So I ended up getting the Genesis and then trading it for the TurboGrafx-16. And then I went to this poor schlub with the blonde afro and the blue eyes with the TurboGrafx-16. And I told him, hey, I want to sell you this. He only wanted to give me like $40 for it. And this is when the system was hot. And I got really mad because I did so much business with him and he wasn't looking out. So I had all my Nintendo games that I had saved. And I said, hey, can I rent the game out? He was like, yeah, sure. I remember I rented Fist of the North Star for the Sega Genesis. And I wanted it. And I wanted that, and I wanted Splatter House for TurboGrafx. So I went to him. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I had some friends over and they stole my games and your games were part of it. He was like, well, how are you going to pay me? I'm like, well, all I got is this Nintendo system and like 4 video games. That's all I can do. And I got like $7. And he was like, no, you owe me. I'm like, what am I going to do? I mean, are you going to arrest me? I mean, what are you going to do? And he was just like, no, I'm not going to call the cops on you. But man, you got to give me more. I'm like, I don't have no more. You know? He was like, well, why were you playing the Splatterhouse song? Give me your TurboGrafx. I'm like, I just rented that game to play it on my friend's TurboGrafx. And he got so mad. He was like, all right, fine, kid, leave here. I'm not ever going to, you know, you're never going to rent here again. And I had like all these new games, and I got rid of my Nintendo. And then, I
hope he's not a listener.
After after TurboGrafx, I didn't see no video games. My brother ended up with a Super Nintendo. My mother met some guy who was trying to buy my brother's love, so he bought him a Super Nintendo. And I didn't see anything until I had my own money, until I was able to save money, do chores, do little side jobs on Saturdays, and get my own PS1. And then from there, from the PS1, I always had every single system after that. The Dreamcast, the Xbox, everything that came out, from Game Boys, everything. I had my own money at that point, so yeah, that was it.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you were on a, if you typical question, if you were on a deserted island, you had to pick one game with one system, obviously.
Yeah.
And the setup to play somehow. Yeah. What would it be?
One game, one system.
You know, you have to have the system to play the games.
Yeah, yeah. That's funky. Tetris.
Ooh. Good answer.
Because I get to beat my own score.
Wow.
You know, there's nobody there. Play. You know, I'm going to end. You can end an adventure game the best way, and then what are you going to do? You know, you can end a sports game. It gets outdated eventually, and you get tired of. Once you master a sports game and you find all the cheese moves, it becomes whack. Fighting game, I mean, you eventually become the best fighter ever and super hard, and then what? But Tetris is the only game that you're allowed to beat your own score. So, Tetris.
It's a good question, man. I mean, that's a good answer. Very good answer.
Tetris. As much as I'm not the biggest fan of Tetris now, it's the only thing that would keep me in competitive mode. Always having to beat myself.
I think I'd probably play Super Metroid over and over again. Okay. I'm good. I'll play it over and over again.
Just on a soundtrack, let it play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And try to see if Samus is cute or not with the 16-bit graphics.
Yeah. It never came off well after that. GameCube failed miserably with Metroid.
They did. How do you fail with like such a good franchise?
Because everything wants to become new and updated. Just keep it freaking platform. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, come back with some quick nonsense and gargle funk, you said? I don't know. There was a word you were
using. What?
bullshit. And then we'll be...
Argle bargle?
Yeah, we'll be ending our first show back.
Motherfuckers.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own. The crow flies straight, a perfect line. On the devil's back until you die.
And we're back for the green mile of the show, and usually the green mile is the worst mile, so it kind of doesn't fit here because, but it kind of sad to be ending our first show back. But, Chris, you know what time is it?
I think I know.
It's time for
Weird Shit!
So, we're going to do something a little different. Chris was always the one who was dropping the weird shit knowledge, but I wanted to look up some weird shit this time. So, Chris, in China, Gangxi Zhuang, an autonomous region in China, there was a farmer called Tao Lu. And Tao Lu had the basic farm animals, cows, chickens. But we also know China to be a land of many different occurrences.
Okay.
We always say that, you know, The Walking Dead is going to start there. But the 40-year-old farmer was shocked when his pig had a litter of piglets and one of them had a weird-looking human face with human teeth. Do you think that was the weird part, Chris? No, because...
No.
The weird part, the part that bothered him here, says, while all the other piglets were normal, the one thing that bothered me was not that weird-looking human face, but the fact that the piglet had a penis growing out of its head.
What the...
That's what bothered him, Chris. Not the human face or the teeth, but that it had a dick coming out of its forehead. Now, this is China, and we know Asia to be very, very indiscreet when it comes to its sexual preferences.
Oh, boy.
And what they want. So when a piglet comes out with a human face and a dick on its head, I'm baffled as to why he was shocked. Right. So
what the fudge?
It says it was a large litter, and the mutant was one of the least of 10 piglets to be born. All the others were normal. Just this one was really bizarre. Although the piglet was born alive and squealing, it was rejected by the mother and refused to feed from the bottle, so it died shortly afterwards. Okay. But the thing was, in this same area in China...
I mean, would you give that kid a kiss on the forehead?
In the same area in China in 1997, rice farmers in that area where this Tao Su Lao, this farmer, reported that it saw in the pig manure an oversized, deformed snail that was dragging his shell. The shell was like dragging along, and the snail was like leaking out of it, pulling the snail on top of pig manure that had been sprayed with pesticide that goes over the country. That was in 1997. So here we are in 2015, literally 18 years later, and in that same region, a pig is born with a human face.
I wonder why.
And a dick in his head. So, though weird shit can be funny, that shit is disturbing.
It's very disturbing.
And I really want to see the Great Wall of China before I die. But shit like that makes me not want to see the Great Wall of China before I die. Because I feel like watching the Great Wall of China would make me die.
Your hair, your armpit hair will turn into dicks.
So, you know, a piglet was born with human face and a penis on his head.
That's
the title.
You, my friend.
I'm fascinated with the penis on the head.
I know you are. You know, and I know you really took the weird part of weird shit very seriously today.
Sorry, I guess you got to do it from now on.
Yeah, can I? I'm going to take that back next time, okay?
I tried.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, that was... Weird shit!
Dick on the head!
Dick on the head. Pig with a dick on the head.
Would you like to have receive a weird word?
Go for it.
Or word of the day, I should say?
Yes.
Was that our terminology for it? Okay. Okay. Today's word is, if I could say it right, borborgamous.
Borborgamous.
Borborgamous. A rumbling or gurgling noise in the intestines.
A borborgamous. So normally that thing that happens after sushi and a night of drinking.
That's a borborgamous.
That thing that makes you clinch, your nuts hurt, your stomach hurt, and you hold onto a wall while you sweat. That
thing. Wow. Yes.
That sweating pain that makes you go, if I fart, it's over.
Yes. And borborgamous.
That's the word, people. We give you these words for a reason. Use them. And when they go, that ain't real, bet them money that it's real. Yeah. Have them listen to the show. Mm-hmm. And if they still don't believe us, Google is your friend.
Since this is our first show back, I'll give you a bonus word. You want a bonus word?
Give me a bonus word.
Okay. All right. But I'm going to ask you what you think it means.
Okay.
Bindle stiff.
A bindle stiff. I'm going to say a bindle stiff.
You bindle stiff.
You bindle stiff. I'm going to say someone who takes things too serious.
No, but... I could see that. No, not at all. You want to know? You want to?
Yes.
Know? Okay. Or should I leave it a mystery forever?
You want to say in the next show what a bindle stiff was?
No, that's too anticlimactic.
They just look it up, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, motherfucker. Bindle stiff is a tramp.
Ah, a bindle stiff.
Bindle stiff.
You want to get some, you know, some wop from a bindle stiff? It don't seem attractive. Tramps?
It doesn't seem attractive.
Tramps can be like a hooker, but you want bindle stiff love? Doesn't work.
Bindle stiff.
It sounds like gay sex, really. Bindle stiff. You're going to get bindle stiffed.
It sounds like uncomfortable.
Yeah, not even gay sex, because gay sex could be really good. I'm talking about...
Really?
Not. I wouldn't know. I'm just saying, you know, gay people have sex, right? So, they got to enjoy it. I'm sure it's just as good as everybody else's sex. But yeah,
It would explain the King of Glee thing. But anyway. Bindle Stiff.
Very nice.
You damn blatherskite.
Bindle Stiff. You got Bindle Stiff on your mouth.
It just sounds like an uncomfortable circumstance.
Like a chair. You want to buy that Bindle Stiff? It's not going to work for you. Your back hurts. Hey, baby.
What?
Hey, baby. See my Bindle Stiff. Never good.
Like, and if you say you're gonna get Bindle Stiffed,
you're about to get Bindle Stiff, son.
That sounds like at least up to the forearm. You know what I'm saying? The elbow.
Yo, son, Bindle Stiff that motherfucker. Bindle Stiff that.
Gotta wash my whole arm.
I guess depending what comes after Bindle Stiff, the term is what it means. But okay, it's a tramp. And there you go, folks. You get smart on this show. If you last long enough to the end.
And smart is a relative term.
So, Chris, it was a fun show back.
Yes, sir.
We're going to leave you with this. It's been good. Welcome back, audience. Where have you been? We've been here sitting waiting for you. So listen, what the hell's going on here?
I have a question, actually, before we go.
Yeah.
I was wondering, you should post this. What's your favorite controller, since we're talking about video games, of all time?
It's funny, because I just received
Post a poll.
I just received my Loot Crate box, and if nobody knows what Loot Crate is, it's great. It's Loot, L-O-O-T, Crate, C-R-A-T-E. And it's these boxes that you can sign up for. They're about $13.95 a month, or you can sign up for 3 months for $55. And it's these little black boxes that come to you, filled with mysterious things. And, I signed up for 3 months, and I got this mysterious box, and it was filled with a Hex Bug, which is, and some people know, Radio Shack, it goes for almost $25. It was filled with kind of like, it's called the Muni World. It's kind of like a pop doll, but it was blank, so I can create my own. It had a book in it. It was a novel, a New York Times bestseller, Ready Player One.
Good,
and it
good
reads,
book.
Willy Wonka Meets Matrix.
I listened to the audiobook. Very
it
good.
Was filled with a Pac-Man poster, which was great. It was also filled with a card game, a card deck game that you can play with your friends. So there's about maybe, I would say about $55 worth of merchandise in this box. That's about $14. And you order it, and it comes to your home. And it's really cool, because you don't know what's in it. You don't get to choose. That's the beauty of it. So... I opened it, and there was this little flyer about the legacy of controllers, about the timeline of video game controllers. And I was reading it while on the toilet, and when I looked through the whole timeline, starting from the joystick all the way up, I realized that I have controller best 1A and controller best 1B. And controller A is the PS3 controller. And then my second favorite controller is the Xbox One controller. And I think the Xbox One controller is going to end up being my favorite controller of all time. Because I think it did everything right that all the other controllers failed. It's compact. It's small. It has all the buttons where the PS3 had the buttons. The analog's in the right place. It's a fantastic controller.
I'd say... I agree with that totally. The Xbox One controller. But I would throw in the N64 controller. There's something about that controller. It's perfect for first-person shooters.
It's charming, but it looks like a saber tooth.
It was ugly as hell. What I'm saying, when you're playing a first-person shooter,
it's like a charming controller that I never knew why people hated it. I, for one, liked it. It was good for first-person shooters. It was good for Mario Party. It was good for spaceship games.
And I like the regular Nintendo controller.
I'm over that one. It seems too frail and fragile to me now. Now that I'm an adult, that controller feels like I'm holding a cell phone and playing it, and even smaller than that, you know? I mean, it's classic A, B.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the best games were
played
with two
buttons.
Yeah, granted,
if they can enlarge it for adults, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
But, you know. Just going back to simplicity.
Yeah, I get you. All right, that was a good question to end the show. And with that high note, we end the show. Chris?
Later, Blatherskites.
Very good. Peace out. Be safe. Have fun.
Be words.
Listen to our show next time on
Don't Listen to This One.
The Kitchen Sink.
It sucked.